The state of Alabama has two governors, two would-be governors anyway. Two men are claiming victory in last week's election. Republican challenger Bob Riley appears to be about 3,000 votes ahead of incumbent Democrat Don Siegelman, who is demanding a statewide hand recount. Joining me now is Tommy Stevenson, a reporter for the Tuscaloosa News. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
Briefly, tell me, catch us up on what happened Election Day.
Well, on election night, as the votes were being counted, at one point a suspicious report came in from Baldwin County, which is down near Mobile and right next to Florida, coincidentally, on the Alabama coast, that had Siegelman with a substantial vote total from a single precinct that he later turned out not to have and probably could not have had because it seemed to exceed the number of registered voters down there. It got reported, however, by the Associated Press, and in the wee hours of the morning, Siegelman took the totals and ran with them and declared himself the winner. Shortly thereafter, still in the middle of the night or the morning, Riley said that it was his understanding those 7,000 votes were phantom votes, and so he was the winner.
So
it's been pretty much that way since.
And so the dispute centers on this one county. Is it clear yet how this dispute will be settled?
Well, it's moved beyond that one county. Siegelman said, to be fair about it, why don't we just recount all the votes? Because it's already been certified that he's the loser by about 3,000 votes. So he wants to recount all the votes, and now they're in court in every county. The Republicans are trying to block a recount. Siegelman is trying to have a recount. And the Attorney General said last Friday that a recount would be, quote, a criminal act. But since then, they have unearthed some a recount fight over a sheriff's race in Jefferson County from 4 years ago, where the Attorney General argued exactly the other point, and it went through the Supreme Court, which upheld a recount, but it was eventually blocked by the federal court. But they're arguing exactly the opposite today, and the Attorney General has gone mum on the subject.
It sounds like a mess there. It sounds like the Florida recount of 2000.
Well, there's a difference because then you had no president. You had a president who was leaving office. So we have an incumbent governor who is in office at the time, so he's going about his business, going to tornado damaged areas and things like that as governor, and Riley is arguing that he's the governor-elect.
And so is Riley performing as a governor-elect?
Yes. The first day after the election, he showed up here in Tuscaloosa for a Board of Trustees meeting where the University of Alabama system, where the governor sits as a ex officio member. And he's been having a press conference practically every day, declaring himself the governor-elect. He has a transition team, and it's a mess, like you said.
Right. Is there pressure growing on Siegelman to concede?
Yes, there's, like I said, there some counties, including the Tuscaloosa County here, say that they're going to go ahead and recount. There's a hearing this morning at 10 o'clock in our county. The Republicans are seeking an injunction, and pressure is growing, but I don't know if he's going to concede anytime soon. I think eventually he's probably going to have to, though.
Okay. We'll check back with you later. Stay tuned. Tommy Stevenson, a reporter for the Tuscaloosa News. Thanks so much.